Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Dave Garcia, president of the Knoxville Library Board, and Jason Cooper, an architect with FEH Design, following a tour of the Knoxville Public Library as it nears completion of its renovation project.
Dave, it seems hard to believe that you've come a long way. Is the project shaping up as you imagined?
Oh yeah, I mean it's awesome. It's been, like I was just telling everyone, it's been since 2012 when we kind of started this whole project, and to be where we're at today is super exciting.
To the untrained eye, it would look like there's still a lot of work to be done, but are you further along than it would appear? That are you close to completion?
Yeah, but I mean, we're a couple months out to completion. If you were in here a couple months ago, you wouldn't believe the progress we'd made. You know, the walls were, there was nothing on the walls yet. Now we have drywall up. And so, yeah, we're pretty close. And, we've come a long way.
As for the design of the building itself, was it tricky blending the modern look with the classic Carnegie Library look that it already had?
Yeah, that's something that we deal with a lot in existing buildings. We try to harmonize the design so it's a seamless design when the addition comes. It doesn't just stand out that this is a brand new section of the building. We try to blend those, especially with a Carnegie Library that's so important. And I think we were able to capture the essence of the design in the new portion and blend it pretty well.
And did you say that you had some trouble using the entire space? You basically had to use all the available space on the property?
Yes, there was some constrictions with the available size of the site and the program needs of the library, but we were able to fit everything in and design a space that would more than adequately, I'd say, accomplish what we were trying to do.
Were there any challenges in the particular facilities that you were putting in? Was there anything that you thought might not turn out as expected, but you managed to get around?
Well, we did have a few unforeseen conditions. One comes to mind where we removed an existing garage and found an old abandoned well that we had to fill. So there were a number of those types of items that we discovered along the way.
Dave, you say you're starting to plan out the grand opening ceremony. And first of all, do you have a general idea of when it might occur?
Well, we're looking in July. That's when the completion is going to be. We don't have the exact date pinned down, but we will have that soon. So sometime in July, we will have a grand opening.
And an occasion like that, it's probably going to be your first big opportunity to show off the finished product. Are you expecting a lot of people that day?
Oh, we sure hope so. We know there's a lot of excitement in the community, and we're going to invite everyone in the community to come out and celebrate with us.
Right. Some of the features that have been mentioned, everything from the new community room to the room-by-room control over air conditioning. Are there any particular items that excite you as you look forward to the opening of the library?
Yeah, sure. Like you said, for me, the community room is really exciting. We're going to have space for a lot of people to come in and meet. We'll be able to divide that into two separate rooms. Also, we have three different study rooms in the library that people can come in and small groups can come and do some tutoring. So that's really important. One of the really big things that I'm excited about is our young adult and kind of the teen area. That's a designated area where I think they'll really like to hang out. It's going to be real inviting for that age group, so we're excited for that.
In these last couple of months, what needs to be done to finally finish off? The crews have to do a lot of extra work to finish it off. What do they need to be taken care of?
Yeah, there's a lot of finish work to be done. They're starting to drywall the space in the new addition. They've finished up the drywall sanding and texturing in the new building. They're going to start painting hopefully by the end of this week in the existing building, and then we'll start putting in ceilings, and then floor finishes will come next, and we'll get the tile on in the restrooms. And really, there's, for the most part, it's mostly finish work that's left, other than a few sections of masonry.
Thanks to Dave Garcia and Jason Cooper for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.